We have a Vulcan and we have some breweries. This is Birmingham and we are the Bips.
Good job.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, bitches.
It's March.
Ding, 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 ding.
New Year for us. We haven't recorded in
almost. Oh, we haven't seen each other.
Almost April, as a matter of fact.
Okay. First of all, we have seen each other.
Oh, true.
Rarely all at once.
I've seen almost all of you recently, except Raven.
That is true. Hi, everyone. I think we should introduce ourselves because it's been a long time since anyone's heard us. And we know who each other is, but I don't know that everybody else would.
Hannah, you go first.
Okay. Hi, I'm Hannah. I'm the one that opened my Berry Punch Truly. Crystal left us at New Year's. Continue. Sorry.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth. And hi. I had a plan for something to say and then I lost it. It's gone. It's exited. I promise. It's fine.
Hi, I'm Raven, and I'm still a giantly tall human being, and I love Wiki. I ain't got nothing to say, y'all. I'm so, my brain, she's trying.
You could have just said, hey.
I feel like the title of this episode needs to be, we're still here.
We're doing the best we can.
Okay, Kelsey.
Hey, it's me, Kelsey.
What up, KP?
She was smart. I cannot ad lib because we heard what just happened when I tried. So,
I think we're all great. We have not recorded in honestly
almost a year,
and I do not remember how to do this. So,
bear with us, loyal listeners, as we try to talk and we try to record and we try to catch you up on what is happening in our lives.
Well, if you think we're awkward now. Or then, think about now. I think I'm dying. Hang on. I'm going to mute myself.
The title of this podcast can't be We're Here because Kelsey, she's dying.
What I was trying to say was we had just a whole ass conversation on the phone, but the moment we hit record,
that's when we lose all sense of.
It's okay. We are going to be, just stick with us. I promise. It gets better. Words of Ellen DeGeneres, it gets better.
She said,
isn't she the one that made the whole "it gets better" speech?
Yes, and if you watched Color Guard in 2012,
yep.
USF. Anyways, we don't need to go down that path.
Have you ever thrown a banner with just your hands?
No.
I don't know the words.
I wish their listeners could see Raven dancing the way she just was.
Listen, I can barely see me. My light is so bad right now. I'm just a little shadow.
It kind of looks like you're in. For the listeners, it kind of looks like Raven's in Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
Vampire, we're 2 seconds in.
It was this time.
Not even 3 minutes in. We talked about that. Not even 3 minutes.
I'm already over it.
Frankly, I'm just impressed that it wasn't me. So thanks, Hannah, for that.
Welcome. I got you, girl.
You do got me.
In this episode, we're just going to catch up with each other because, like we said a second ago, it's been a long time since we've done this. It's been a long time, really, since we've all talked to each other, like, at one time.
Yeah.
We're going to ask each other questions. I Googled 10 questions to ask an old friend at the dinner table, and so I'm going to go through some of those. But does anybody have any pressing questions you want to ask anybody?
Do we want to do our questions or do we want to do like 1 to 2 life updates?
Oh, let's do that. Tell me 3 things, Raven, that have happened since we last recorded. The last time we recorded
was May 19th.
May 19th was when the episode came out.
I want you to choose me first. Let's see. I got a dog. That's one. Mm-hmm. It's my sister's dog, but she's mine now. I got a different job. That's 2. It's great. It's fun. It's outdoors. Oh my God, you're right. I got 2 new nephews, actually. Yay.
Boy, aunt.
Love all the boys. They're so cute.
They're adorable.
That's me.
Kelsey, what are three things that have happened to you since we left?
Oh, Lord.
In May 2021.
So much has happened. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, did I mention my new job in the last episode?
I think you might have, but you can talk about it again.
Yeah.
I got kind of a new job like a year ago.
Give us more information, and it is more than kind of a new job. So
you got a whole new job, and you've gotten a promotion in the past year.
True.
Yeah, so I got a new job last year and a promotion at the beginning of this year. So I have a couple of different titles. It's a really cool job. I don't know if I should blast it yet. Should I?
Can I talk about Nick the Marketer?
It's been almost a year. I don't see why not.
So I work for a local prop rental company, a boutique prop rental company. It's really cool. We're called Prop House. So that's one.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
I moved apartments.
Unfortunately, we are no longer neighbors.
I moved apartments. What else has happened?
The face I'm making, Kelsey. I didn't know if she wanted to talk about it, but it's too late now.
Kelsey has made friends with another cat that lives like in an apartment down from her. His name is Doc. He's really precious. He's black and white. Very nice. I met him once.
She got a new neighbor who she hangs out with them instead of me.
Stop.
It's just convenient. We're busy.
So everybody's gonna be like, "Mom, pick me up. The Beeham Ibs are arguing."
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Okay, fine. I got a boyfriend.
It's a boyfriend.
Oh, boyfriend. Our cats are best friends.
I was trying to like lead with the cat thing and see if you wanted to go further than that, but
Hannah had to win some drama.
Yeah, I had to fight.
Okay.
Fran, I'm sorry, I'm back.
Elizabeth, what's new with you?
Okay, I wrote mine in haiku form.
Oh, God.
Honestly, I would expect nothing less.
Okay, I think I did this right. I'm going to count out the syllables as we go. That's what I've been doing while you guys are talking and listening at the same time. In West Virginia, still, that's not part of the haiku. Now I take sertraline. Quarter life crisis.
I'm done.
So, from that beautiful haiku, I feel like I've been in the same job since we recorded last, which I really love, except that the industry that I'm in is exhausting and a little toxic, I think. And I am exhausted and I would like to find a different career path.
Yeah.
So that's my life update, is that I'm trying to figure out what I want to be when I grow up.
And we love the energy of it.
But no, I mean, things are going well, I think. I mean, I think this really happened that's huge, right?
I mean, besides moving, yeah.
I'm going to keep this in. Raven, you're kind of scratching a little bit.
Again?
Yeah.
Perk up.
Is that?
Beatbox.
Did we talk about me moving to West Virginia? We did, because we've recorded since. Yeah. Okay. Just making sure. Time is not real.
Mm-mm. No. Also, hello. You guys hear me better?
Yes. Better.
Okay, cool.
I made a joke with Raven earlier. I'm okay when I say this. No one worry. Raven just rolled her eyes at me. She said she got a dog. I lost a dog.
Oh.
Everything is fine. Max, who we talked about in our pets episode, because at the time he was my only pet. And I think since we last recorded, I talked about how I got a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Max has passed away. So that happened in September. Everything's fine.
and the worst of my life.
I made Raven come with me to the vet. It was an awful experience. If you've been through pet loss, you are a brave soul. And if you haven't,
don't get
it. It's a lot. So anyways, because of that, I started Lexapro.
I mean, like, two of the four of us are now on medication for anxiety and stuff, so I feel like that's a thing.
Team Lexapro, Team Zoloft, Team Take Whatever Works For You if you need it. It's incredible.
Mental health matters, babes.
Absolutely. Kelsey and Raven are making fun of us because they just drink.
Well, and also
I also drink.
I have, you know, what's really good thing I've been doing recently? I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you, Hannah. Noah has these like CBD gummies that I used to think were just a crock of crap. Like I was like, oh, it's just people trying to make money and saying that it does, but like these ones, specifically, I don't know what, I know what brand they are. I'll get them in a second, but they are like very chill out E. Yeah. So that's a thing that I've been doing recently as well.
CBD be working, friends. CBD is good stuff. It works. It calms you down.
Honestly, I was going to try just doing CBD before I got on anti-anxiety medication. Mm-hmm. But the whole Max thing happened and I needed an answer stat. So I went to my general practitioner. I have a general practitioner now, but that's not the...
what's your third update?
I got a promotion at work. I'm now the internal marketing person at my job. It's very nice. I was telling Michael Ray, one of my coworkers, the other day that this is the first time that I felt like super confident about a job. Like I feel really good at it. And so
because you are really good at it.
Thank you. It's been fun. So that's my third thing. Because this is a hard seltzer, you know, hard seltzer. I don't know if anybody else drinks sparky water. Our listeners, yeah. I know we do. You know how it makes you a little bit burpy?
Yes.
I'm trying not to burp on microphone.
Just mute yourself, you.
My hands are full.
That's fair. They are. This, for anybody wondering, we're not sponsored, but if you want to sponsor us, Charlotte's Web CBD products. Stanley Brothers, I don't know. That's what the gummies I'm taking currently. So they're very assistive. Sponsor us.
Any products that are either they are or they are close to the devil's lettuce. If you want to sponsor me, us, come on.
I mean, this stuff smells straight up THC. It is not THC.
It kind of smells like it.
We love dankety clankety. It's a good thing.
Fine. We want to have the questions now, guys.
This is a very chill catch-up episode.
I think we all just need some chill because all the updates are awesome, but I think we're all tired.
Yes.
From the excitement. So
honestly, this has been the best part of my day. I've been in a crappy mood all day, so thanks for doing this with me, guys.
Honestly, same.
Did I tell you guys that Oliver almost decapitated Steve?
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. Skin Steve, not real Steve.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. Okay.
Kelsey, so, I feel like you've gotten some new ink since we last talked. So I think you need to catch the listeners up on your ink tour.
Skin Steve.
Wind tunnel.
The wind in your house.
I can hear it. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so if you have been around, you know, you're aware of Skeleton Steve, my skeleton, who's missing one arm. Well, I got a tattoo of him, and Oliver got spooked by something. I mean, you can't tell now. Well, maybe a little bit. He scratched me and decapitated Steve. Like the ink has been pulled from his neck.
Yikes.
Honestly, didn't like Skeleton Steve lose his head one time? Really? We're just
got loose purple. Because Raven fixed him. He got that loose neck.
Did have a loose neck for a good bit.
Anyway.
We are breaking necks and taking names.
Indeed.
The wind in Birmingham is wild, y'all. When you're listening to this, it'll be way after this has happened, but we're recording on that Thursday that we had a wind advisory and severe storm.
It's Wednesday.
Oh my God.
I think this, like, weather all
around. For the love of God, don't rush my week.
I'm going to see myself out.
The weather all around has been crazy because, like, you guys are under wind advisory, and then here in West Virginia, it snowed on Monday, like, stuck to my car. Like, I had to de-ice my car. And then today it was 80 degrees. I got home. So if I sound stuffy and gross, that is what's going on.
Bless your heart.
And bless my little heart.
Elizabeth, do you have questions for us? I'll let you go first.
Yeah. Let me, I found some fun ones. Let me share another tab. Are you guys so tired of that? Like, I feel like we've gotten away from Zoom meetings since COVID. You know, people are like going back to the office and being in person, but that whole like, let me just share my screen with you.
I haven't done a Zoom meeting since the last time we all recorded virtually because quite frankly, I hate them.
They're just not helpful.
I never had to do it during COVID because my job was irrelevant at that time.
Okay, so the first thing that I want to say is I also looked up questions, Hannah, and I didn't realize, but I accidentally clicked on Teen Vogue. And one of the questions is, what college major are you thinking of choosing and why? So if anybody needed to feel like an ancient forest spirit instead of like an almost 30-something, that's what's happening right now to my body.
But I have been not like actually thinking about going back to school right now. But I have been thinking a little bit about like if I ever had a career change, I kind of would. I would want to go back to school for like to be a therapist.
I was gonna say, I think that's a great question that we can tweak a little bit to work for us, especially since I'm in that headspace already. So, Anna, expound upon that.
I don't know. I don't like want to do it now or really anytime soon. I don't think because I do like the career that I have currently.
But if you magically like woke up and had to change careers, what would your career be?
Oh, I would want to be a therapist or like a counselor of some sort. Cool. Just because I think I would, I mean, it would definitely be hard. But I think that like that would be something that I want to go into. So I have thought about it a little bit and I've like looked, like browsed very quickly at like online therapy degree programs.
Yeah.
Because I think it'd be a fun thing to have, like even if I didn't do it immediately. But also... Yeah. I currently have a lot of student debt, so I'm not about to add to that student debt.
Yo.
It'd be like a way later in life type of situation. But I definitely think that it was something, it's something that I would want to have eventually. So
I think you would be a very good counselor or therapist.
Thank you.
I think so too.
Lucinda one time. Lucinda is my therapist. Shout out Lucinda. She doesn't listen to this.
We love Lucinda.
Lucinda fan club.
Lucinda one time. I think I asked her how she was doing at the beginning of our session because like I started talking and I was like, wait, how are you? And she was like, I'm good. And then she looked at me and she went, I think you're in the wrong profession. I said, thank you.
You're like, because I'm a polite person who asks how you're doing? Like, okay, cool.
Yeah, she is. I guess like regular people when they go, I say regular, none of us are regular, but like when other people go, they just like start talking.
Yeah. Raven, what would you do if you had to like wake up and have a different career tomorrow?
Y'all are going to think I'm playing and I'm not. I would be an international superstar. I don't want to work. I would put on a wig. I would literally sing. I would never speak to anybody outside of that. I would literally pull a Hannah Montana and I'd be famous and not have to worry about anything. I don't want to work. I don't want to go back to school. I just want recognition and money for either being very mediocre, to be honest. Because like, I can sing, but I'm not that great.
Or the best folk world, baby.
I'd be like a TikToker or something with like a garden, and I would literally just like never look back. But there's not a single bit in my brain that says go back to school or learn a new trade. I don't care.
I think you could do like conversation. Like I think you are entertaining and funny enough and talented enough that you could do that.
I would anything but have to try hard at anything. Literally.
Yeah, I don't want to.
It's a sketchy thing. Like I feel like wanting to, because I feel that like hardcore. Like if I could wake up tomorrow and people on the internet could just laugh at me and I could make money from that, that's my dream. Like literally. But I think it is such a, like, my brain does not even entertain it as a possibility because it is such a right place, right time, right people kind of situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to go back to school. Just
What is that quote? Who is this? It's like, I don't dream of manual labor. Like, who's that that says that?
It might have just been somebody online or something that, like, popped up.
I don't know. Somebody.
Yeah. I wish that, like, I could just, like, wake up and, like, be able to be a therapist.
Right.
If I wanted to. I don't want to go back to school.
Kelsey, what would you do?
I don't know. I was just sitting here thinking about it. I mean, I also don't want to work, but if I magically woke up one day and my job changed or it had to change and I got to choose, I would probably choose, like, I really don't know because I don't think anything.
That's fair. I mean, I think this is such an interesting question because I think COVID has made people reevaluate a lot of what they think about their jobs.
Yeah, and like, I love my job now. Honestly, it's like close to what I would consider a dream job for myself currently. I don't know. Ooh, I got it.
Okay.
I got it. Fashion designer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't want to make anything. I just want to be like, hey, this is what I'm thinking. Someone else do it.
Yeah, you want to, like, you want to sketch-ish, and then you want somebody to make it for you. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to learn how to, well, I do want to learn how to sew, but I don't have the patience at almost 30.
Yeah.
So,
kind of like the girl who is Cruella's person in the, in the new movie.
Yes.
Absolutely. I love that for you.
I can hook you up. I re-met one of my neighbors the other day, and he was like, oh, yeah, I used to work for Tom Ford.
Doing what?
Like, he, like, worked fashion week with Tom Ford.
Damn. Okay. Yeah.
So if we ever need connections, I can go across the road and be like, hey, my friend.
Neighbor, if you're listening to this, that's really cool. Good for you.
He was really nice. He was putting a Ukraine. There's, like, a Ukraine flag that he made, like, around the tree in front of his apartment.
Heck yeah.
And he was putting lights around it the other day. And so me and my friend Megan went over and helped him because it was dark. And he just told us about his life. And he was like, yeah, he's worked for Tom Ford. And I was like, you don't say.
Yeah, I love that.
I know that you just said a minute ago that you are wanting a career change. So, like, do you have any ideas? Or listen, if you could magically wake up, what would you want?
This is my problem. And I've talked about this with you guys before. And I may have mentioned it on the podcast. But, like, I feel like there are people who are born and have this, like, dream of being a thing. Right? Like the people who were like, I wanted to be a teacher since I was an infant. And, like, the people who were like, I knew I wanted to be a doctor. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I was never that person.
Me either.
I work in education because I like that. And I like being able to mentor kids. And I don't know what I would title the thing that I would like to ultimately do. But I've been toying with this, like, finding a way to mentor teenagers and, like, give them the right books to read without calling myself a librarian. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't know how I would make that happen. Hannah and I actually have a long-term, like, a 10-year plan that we've come up with.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I've always wondered, does Elizabeth really want to do this with me or am I just pushing her into doing it?
Elizabeth does. Elizabeth really does. Where we want to have a book truck where we, like, buy a truck and we have books and we, like, go to fairs and stuff. And
sort of like Houseplant Collective, but like a bookstore.
Yes. Bookstore on wheels. And there's places that do that. You know, like, that's not a brand new idea, but that's kind of like entertainment.
The most exciting, like, times in middle school were, like, book fairs.
So, yeah.
Like, the events that you did you could, oh
yeah. Hello. Well, and I think, too, like, I've really, like, I feel very lucky that, I don't think I've ever said this on here, plot twist, I'm a teacher. Okay. The school that I'm at right now, our librarian is phenomenal, and she will, like, just bring me, like, books from the library. And, yeah. I mean, we're K-5 school, so none of our books are, like, you know, teenager or young adult or obviously new adult, like, none of that's there. But seeing, like, how children's literature has changed, it makes me really want to get involved because, like, there's some really tough conversations being had in children's literature nowadays. And I think that, you know, using this things to talk to young people about what they're dealing with and what they're thinking about and what they're going through is like really important. So I don't have a job title for that yet. But that's kind of where my head's going, you know?
I think that's a good path.
Mm-hmm. A lot of words. I'm very sorry, guys.
Book fair dealer. Like a drug dealer, but for good.
I want to be a book dealer. That's it.
A book dealer. You're a pusher.
Uh-huh. I'm a pusher, Katie. I'm a pusher.
Anytime.
I gotta watch it before I go to bed.
Mean Girls?
Yes.
Yeah, me and one of my coworkers went shopping today for like fabric for something, and he was coming out, and I pulled up to pick him up, and I rolled down the window, and I said, "Get in, loser. We're going shopping."
I was gonna say, do you want me to go ahead and get another question, or do you want us to pass it around once and then?
We can pass it around. That's a good.
Okay. Love that. I pass the spirit stick to Hannah.
Spirit stick.
Hannah, you're next.
I can't drop the spirit stick. Okay, one of the questions that I saw on 10 Things to Ask an Old Friend at Dinner was what is like, and we just talked about books, so this kind of relates as well, but like what's like one book or like TV show or movie that you've seen recently? I feel like me and Elizabeth are going to have like the same TV show that we've been watching that you've watched recently that you've like really, really liked. Like what's some like content that you've consumed that you're like, oh, that's great.
Okay.
I'll tell my TV show.
And then I'll add on because I'm sure you're going to say the same thing that I'm going to say.
Okay. So if you have not seen Ted Lasso.
Yes.
Kelsey has heard me talk about it so many times because her boyfriend watches it. And so last night we went to bingo and like I was trying to talk to him about how I finished season two. And we were trying to use like code things so that we didn't ruin it for Kelsey. But if you have not watched Ted Lasso, it is absolutely worth, I don't pay for the Apple Plus subscription, I use Elizabeth's, but it is absolutely worth the Apple Plus subscription. It is such a good show. Like it honestly might be, excuse me, one of my favorite shows ever. Like it's heartwarming. Like I told Elizabeth, like I was like, I've never watched a show. I mean like New Girl, shortly behind, like very close. Absolutely love New Girl. But Ted Lasso, like my heart is so full when I watch it that it hurts. Because it's so good. Like it just talks about really important topics like men's mental health, which no one ever really talks about. We don't really have any shows that are about men's mental health.
I'm going to interject for 2 seconds just really quickly because my mother just got her PhD. And when I went to her graduation, so there was only a small amount of PhD candidates, of course, because that's a lot of work, but there was a lot of bachelor's and master's degrees that were getting like given that day. Hundreds of people were at this graduation, guys, like getting their degrees.
Yeah.
12 were men.
12.
I counted 12 out of like 300 graduates were men in the mental health field.
I'm not surprised. It's such a crazy thing because when you think about everything, and I'm going to be careful here because, you know, women have been the oppressed gender for, you know, however long, like we longer to get voting rights and everything else. And don't even start me on like minority women, like African-American women, indigenous women, like all that stuff. But I think if you look at the media and you look at the things that we have as women, as far as like body positivity, size inclusivity, body neutrality, mental health concerns, like take care of yourself. Men don't have any of that. Yeah. Like there's like very few things in the realm of mental health and whatever that men see in media. And I think that's one reason I like Ted Lasso so much. Hannah, I'm piggybacking off of where you started because it's like there's not an antagonist in the show necessarily. Like the antagonist is life, and life is hard enough.
Yeah.
And like that's the whole point of the show. And you know, and characters can grow and change and make poor decisions and then make good decisions and then everything changes. And
you're a lot nicer than me because there's one person right now that I can't stand.
Well, I know, but I think that's gonna get resolved in the next season.
I hope so. I'm just so mad about this.
I mean, this character you're talking about is somebody who is making some very poor choices right now. But in the show, you see so clearly why this character made those choices, and the things that led that character here. You know what I mean? And I think that there's not a lot of shows that you see the background of people who are making poor choices and you understand why. And I'm thinking at least this character's going to get a redemption story.
I'm very interested how they play out that character without ruining anything. But
yeah.
Well, like I started watching it like with Elizabeth in West Virginia when I went on my trip to visit her a few weeks ago. And like one of the things she had said to me was like, the thing that she loves about that show is that everybody is human in that show. Yeah. Like, it's not like, oh, like you just said, like, there's that like, oh, this is the one bad guy. And it's like, everybody's kind of bad in their own way. Yeah. Or they make decisions that they probably shouldn't make. So it makes them look like the bad guy. But then it like gives you, it eventually gives you backstory on like why the people made those decisions. Another thing that I like about is like Ted in season two is like, we don't talk about mental health and athletics enough. And like all that stuff too. So it's just, it's a fantastic show. Like I cannot describe how wonderful it is other than it's just incredible. So definitely go watch it. That's my TED talk. I'll get off that. TED talk.
Oh my God. Well, my TV show would definitely be Ted Lasso. Weirdly enough, like I've been reading just like a lot of books recently, but I can't really think of any that have like severely impacted me or like stuck out to me. So the one thing that I came up with is like an Instagram page, which I think counts, okay. Right?
Is it who I think it is?
I don't know.
Is it the guy who makes the chai?
No, but we do need to talk about him at some point because okay. He's really cool. No, the one I'm thinking about is called The New Happy, and their handle on Instagram is called New Happy Co. If you want to look them up, and the like bio that they have is a new philosophy of happiness. New Happy is using your gifts to serve the world. We're all here to help each other. And literally what they do is they take all these really, really simple like infographs. I share them on my story like all the time. Mm-hmm. And then they put very simple life lessons and like reminders in there. So for example, the one from yesterday that I shared is just from blocks of color. And it says, at first we react instinctively and then the block of color has a break in it. And it says, then we learn to stop and take a pause. From there we can choose a response. And with practice that becomes our new instinct. So it's just like these little life reminders of like being a person is hard. Here's how to deal with it. And these just super aesthetically pleasing, very simple illustrations to go with them. So that's my like crunchy granola.
Cute. I like that. And I have seen them in the stories recently too.
Yeah. But you guys should, you should go check them out. New what Happy Co. on Instagram.
I'm sorry. I just interrupted you as you were saying.
You're fine. New Happy Co. C-O.
New Happy Co.
And literally everything they post is just phenomenal. It's like all about trying to like let go of control of things and how you react to stuff. I think the world has been very traumatic.
I do follow them because I saw.
Oh, good. I'm glad you follow them.
You've been posting them on your story a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Like as soon as they post a new one, I pretty much share it because they're really fantastic.
Yeah. I'll go very quick because we have a little. We're gonna start over, but we do have a little time limit. I finally watched. Turning Red or Seeing Red, whatever it's called.
I still have it and I'm dying to, but tell us everything.
Listen, I know that there are some people that don't like it or approve of how the movie was kind of given, because there are parts of the movie where like the daughter is like trying to be very independent for her age. I think she's like 13 or so, 12 or 13. But as a child that grew up in a kind of repressed ish household, not that my parents weren't like loving and great, but because we were very religious, there were a lot of things I could not do, so I didn't feel comfortable talking about. I did end up making like a group of friends outside of my family that became those people for me that like I could actually talk to about things. So I feel like a lot of people don't want to accept the fact that it is extremely relatable, because they don't want to accept the fact that their kids probably have an entirely different personality around their friends than them, and probably feel more comfortable around their friends than them. So I like literally implore parents to watch this freaking movie and think about like, maybe your kids don't tell you things because of this, this, and this, like maybe you put a wall up and like making them seem like the pure, perfect child instead of like talking to them and figuring it out. So I love Seeing Red. I love people's perspectives. I read everyone, even the people that hated it. I read it all. I will tell you that they're wrong.
I'm dying to watch it because I think it does cover some important stuff. And I saw somebody the other day that was like talking about all these new age Disney and Pixar movies. And they were like, you know, we all got like the Princess and the Prince storyline. Yeah. Like, you have to find this person to make you happy. And that's Happily Ever After. Right. And it seems like the movies we're getting now are all about overcoming generational trauma.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Breaking generational curses. So, and parents are getting mad because they're like, this is not what Disney should be about. I'm like, no, this just isn't what you want it to be because you're okay with your generational curses sitting around. We're not anymore. Too bad. Also, Jordan Fisher put his entire, I can't say the word, into that song because I say I was crying. He's so good. So good.
I just imagined you saying
Jordissy.
No, that's not what I meant actually. But I'll say it now that you said that. I imagined you saying fishussy.
Fishussy.
I think it's time to go.
Kelsey, what is some content that you've really been enjoying?
You know, I don't have a whole lot of time to watch content it's really investing myself in new content. I'm having a hard time with that. Like, I'm definitely the type of person who, like, has her comfort shows, and I rely on those to, like, get me through. But I have been watching a few new shows. I am late to the game, but I started watching 30 Rock. It's real funny. I also watch this show called Peep Show with Joe. That's the boyfriend. He likes British comedies, and so we've been watching his favorite show, Peep Show, on Amazon, but I think you have to buy it. But anyways, it's really funny. It's crude humor, like it's real, like out there.
You said Joe for a minute and I was like, Jonas?
Yeah, duh.
Basically, she finally got her Joe Jonas.
I'm a Joe girl.
It makes so much sense.
Anyway, and then also, like, I'm watching the new season of Bridgerton.
Yes, me too. I'm on, it literally was on my TV earlier, but I'm on it.
I've got an episode and a half left, and then I'm going to start the Lizzo reality show.
Yeah, so.
I haven't watched Bridgerton yet, but I've heard really good things.
Yeah. I like the first season better.
Elizabeth said opposite earlier.
I am only on episode 4, but so far I think I like the plot of this season better.
I don't, because I can go ahead and relate it to something, and it just kind of ruined it for me, so.
I'm sure I will get there, and I will text Jeff when I get there.
To be fair, I liked the second, well, I don't know. I'm not that far in it, so I can't speak on it. Never mind.
Anyway, so that's
I haven't started at all. All I know is that I will miss Reggae Jean Paul.
As it goes.
I love that man. But all the pictures I've seen of, what's his name?
Anthony.
Yeah, he's also very attractive.
Agreed.
So get it, brother.
Another thing that I have really enjoyed and have watched over and over that is new besides Bridgerton, Encanto.
Yes.
It's so cute.
Okay, let's talk favorite songs.
Hannah had a lot to say today on earlier.
I don't know if everyone watched it. So the Bruno song, We Don't Talk About Bruno, has been on like mainstream radio. Like I heard it. Yeah, I heard it last night and then I heard it today. And it was like, I think that song is great. I understand why everybody likes it because like the way the ensemble like overlaps each other is just really well done. Obviously, it's Lin-Manuel. Of course, it's going to be perfect. However, I think Surface Pressure is underrated.
Yep. That's my favorite one.
Yep.
Do we all agree?
That's my favorite one.
I think we can all kind of get into that archetype a little more, though. So that might also be one. Until I think that it deserved more hype than it got.
Yeah. I want Surface Pressure on mainstream radio, not Bruno.
Also, side note, if you guys watched the Oscars and watched the live version of We Don't Talk About Bruno, it was hot dumpster garbage.
Was it bad? Well,
I didn't watch it, but I heard that it wasn't even the song, really. Like, I heard they only sang, like, a bar of the song.
They sang the first verse. The last thing they sang was, you know, the thunder part, and that was it. And then Meg the Stallion came in, which is fine and wonderful. I was like, oh my god, she's gonna do a Pippa's part. No. And anyways,
she did a random rap. It was so weird.
She rapped about being at the Oscars, and then they sang the chorus again and had like all these beautiful dancers, and then it was over. It was horrendous. If you want to be in a bad mood, YouTube it.
That's so upsetting.
I'll probably know later.
But I think that like Bruno also, Luis is not even in that song. And the girl that plays Luisa, I follow her on TikTok. She's just so good.
I just think like we have a character lifting literal donkeys. She deserves more credit.
They literally asked her to move a river.
Yeah, and she like does it.
But I do like where Isabella's character is like, Luisa can't lift an empanada.
True. That's true.
But yeah, Encanto's good.
Also, before we get off this subject and before we move on to the next question, can we all just, because I know everybody in this chat right now is so excited about this. By the time everybody's listening to this, we will have listened to the new Harry Styles song.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So that's all I want to say about that. And we haven't even listened to it yet, but I can go ahead and tell you that by the time this episode comes out, As It Was by Harry Styles will be my most played song on Spotify.
Well, one day. Literally one day.
Yeah.
Harold Edward Styles never fails us.
Nope.
Raven or Kelsey, do you have a question? Because y'all were next, right?
A second ago, but I don't. Hold on.
I have one that kind of piggybacks off this.
Okay.
Yeah, you go first.
If you could be a character in any, like, book, television, movie, who would it be?
Okay. Deviate from Ted Lasso.
Yes, Elizabeth. So what vampire do you want to be?
I was going to say, which Twilight movie?
My first thought was somebody from Twilight, but then I thought that's not actually true. I just want to say that to get laughs.
This is a hard question.
That is a hard question.
I have mine.
Daphne from Bridgerton, because she's getting railed every 5 seconds. I'm sorry.
Raven, I can't.
This is a kid's show.
It's a family show.
No, it's not. And no one cares.
Or is it?
Our 5 listeners don't care.
Please still invite us.
Do you know what? Okay. I'm going to go. Are we going to go? Kelsey, was your question, who would you be if you could be somebody? Or was your question, who are you most like?
If you, I don't care who you most like. Who do you want to be?
Never mind.
I was about to say, leave it up to your own interpretation.
Okay.
Because that's in duty.
Because I don't have mine yet. It's going to take me a second.
Billy Butcherson from Hocus Pocus.
Nice.
Oh.
Why not?
That's a good one.
And I knew yours.
I feel like it's a cop-out now to say Ted Lasso because I talked about it for forever. But
yeah. Who would you be then if you were anybody in the show?
I'd want to be Keeley because I would give anything for Roy Kent.
That's fair.
But also, like, when they're, like, out on the field and they're, like, goofing around and stuff, I'm like, oh, they look like they're having so much fun. And it looks like it's so much fun to work there. But I don't have a real one besides that show. But I think that's, like, the show that feels most, like, real life to me. So I think that's why it's easier for me to be, like,
I think y'all are overthinking this.
I am. Yes,
almost certainly. Almost certainly.
Just Hootie. I literally said a 6'5" zombie in a 1995 movie. Literally, who do you want to be?
I think I would want to be Eliza Thornberry from The Wild Thornberries.
That's a good one.
Then I could talk to
him. I'm looking for.
And then I could tour wherever I wanted to go. And that would be important to me. So there you go.
All right.
Hannah Montana.
Nice.
Or.
Nice. You can keep your answer because I like yours too.
Hannah Montana, because you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Like I get to be famous and I also get to be a normal kid. Sure. A child.
Nice.
In the bone dance.
All right.
I was telling my Raven thought about it.
There was a thing on TikTok recently where this girl, like, people are starting to do that little trend where they're playing a song on their laptop, like the music video, and then they're closing it, the laptop, and showing like footage from the, you know, concert.
Yeah.
For Miley singing Seven Things, which like is such a banger from back in the day.
Yeah.
And I got oddly emotional because I was like, God, we really just are like all grown up. Like, look at her.
Yeah.
It was so good though.
She always looks great, but the few shows she's done recently, she looks incredible.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say Seven Things is still my favorite Miley song and probably always will be.
Yeah.
What were you about to say?
Oh, I was just going to say she wore a Gucci bathing suit with a Gucci belt and Gucci tights and at one of her last shows. Holy smokes, she just looks so good.
Love her. I really do. Gucci. I didn't think I'd be like this, but I love her so much.
Megan.
Okay.
I have a question.
Raven, what character would you be? Did you say?
Wait, what's your question?
I said Daphne on Bridgerton.
Oh.
I will not
take that. I'm distracted that I forgot. Sorry.
My answer was staying. I stand by it.
Fair.
But my question is, where'd it go? There it is. If you could pick a name for this chapter of your life, what would it be?
Sorry, that was not funny.
You had a theme song for.
Have a title for my book.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know the words. Because most of the time when I sing songs on the radio, I don't know the words to them. Also, one of my chapters is called Too Many Beverages because I always have too many beverages. That was not your question. But that's sort of an answer.
I love that for you.
Thank you. Too many beverages could really be translated into a lot of things. I got too much going on. Or like I said earlier, Team Lexapro could be a chapter of my life. We're figuring that out for myself. It's been a good almost 7 months.
I think mine would be called Times Two because having two therapists is really just doing it for me right now.
Yes.
I don't think I could honestly keep going if I didn't have two therapists. And it sounds weird. And I know won't be like this forever. But right now in this time in my life, having two is
I'm glad you're still going to your two. I remember we talked about it, but like we said at the beginning, we don't all talk to each other all the time.
It's expensive, but it's worth it. So
I think there's so many things in life that we may struggle with. And I think that having the same person to address all of them doesn't always work. You know what I mean? So I think that is a huge deal. I'm very proud of you for going and continuing that, even though I'm sure it is expensive and cray cray because, you know, healthcare and whatnot.
That's longer than a couple more months, but it's doing the trick.
You don't know yet?
No, I'm thinking about it. Mine's probably, oh yeah, I know mine. Okay. And I'm not trying to be rude because this goes to everyone, really.
No, come on.
Mine is do not disturb because my phone will be staying on do not disturb. I have silenced all of my group chats.
Yeah. Because you've had to with work. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, sometimes a lot of the time.
But then also on the off days, do not disturb.
Yeah, a lot of the time I have to like all my notifications have been on silent for 2-3 years now, just because it gets way too overstimulating. Like when you have so many things popping up, I'm I'm never going to catch up to this. And so it's definitely a lot. Do not disturb.
That's my current chapter.
That is
either do not disturb or I see so many pictures of weddings.
Yeah, you literally do.
Anyway. Or spread too thin or too tired. Mm-hmm. Or or yeah. I need to space out my PTO days because my family. Oh no, never mind. Can't talk about it. Something that you.
You can't talk about it. You can't. Never mind.
Fair.
Are we gonna cut that out?
Yeah.
I think you stopped yourself in time. I think we're good.
You did stop yourself.
Moving on.
Elizabeth.
I feel like mine, I can't find like eloquent words to say it right now, but it would be something like the other side or on the other side of the fence. Or I'm just seeing horses for some reason. I don't know why.
Horse girl.
Yeah. Okay.
I knew it.
Listen, my rationale is that like there is like I can literally close my eyes and see a version of myself like a year from now, like waving at me from the other side of this fence, who's like, girl, it's gonna be fine. Here's all the things that are gonna happen. Here's what you're gonna do in your career, like the things that you're doing are gonna matter and it's gonna be fine. And I'm not there right now. So I feel like I'm just like looking at that version of me in the future to be chill and calm and have it figured out. And I'm on the other side right now, but I'm going to get there. So
I know you're not reading it yet, and I know you have it, but
I literally have it right here.
When you start reading Eat, Pray, Love, okay, there's a word in that book. It's atravesiamo, and it's for let's cross over. And that is the premise of that entire book. I'm telling you, it's the best.
Cannot wait to get there. Raven, so this is a sidebar. Raven had the really great idea. She's had this, well, you tell them it's your thing, and then I'll tell them what you're doing with it.
I essentially just want to pass a book around. I just want my friends to read a book and write notes in it. So I've had this one copy of Eat, Pray, Love that since I was like 25, and I read it at least once a year and I write notes in it. And then I write like the age I was when I wrote the notes so I can like see the mindset that I was in. So the last year I wrote it, of course, was this year, the beginning of January. So there's some like 29-year-old notes. And I want my friends to also read it and write all over it so I can see kind of like where their brain is. I'm just gonna like keep that one copy forever. And I think it'll be lovely and great. So Liz has it right now.
I think this is an incredible idea to do like just with yourself if you wanted to, but I think passing it on to us, like I feel so honored to like have this on my side table right now. I just finished a book today, so I'm gonna probably move on to that one next.
She tried to give it to me like 2 years ago and I held on to it for 2 years. I'll do it again, but
when you have time.
Elizabeth and I are currently listening to this book, y'all. Well, Elizabeth just started. There's this book. And honestly, I don't even care if we get canceled because of this. I feel very strongly about my opinion. So are any of y'all, I know Elizabeth is, are like any of y'all also y'all on like book talk or whatever? Like, do you see like a lot of like people talk about different books and stuff?
Every once in a while, not like too much, but yeah.
Okay. Well, have you seen them talk about It Ends With Us?
Or just Colleen Hoover in general?
In general.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I don't know about her other books, so I really cannot hate on her as an author. Yeah. That is not the point of this conversation that I'm about to have. Because Elizabeth, one of her friends, read another book by her and loved it. So I'm sure that like this book might have been like one of the first ones she wrote. It Ends With Us is hot garbage. Like as an avid fan fiction reader, I'm not ashamed of it anymore. I think it's normal. Also, I'm on 1.5 Trulies. I really don't care. As an avid fan fiction reader from like when I was like 14, 15, and we've swung back around because during the past 2 years we have to do what we can to cope, you know. So I started reading like stuff on Wattpad again. However, I do not read stuff if it's as awful as it was when I like that, like when I was 14, you know. Like I only read like this one person on Wattpad and it's Bucky Barnes fan fiction. Anyways, listen,
I love it.
We're depressed. Anyways, so this book just reminds me of bad fan fiction. And without spoiling anything for Elizabeth, because I did not know Elizabeth was going to read this book. Her book club at work like picked it up and they like decided, and I was already like almost done. And I was so to avoid it. So now she has to read it.
Because I had told Hannah to begin with that I was not going to read this book because I've just seen, like, it's, I turn into a hipster sometimes where I'm like, everybody loves it, so I'm going to hate it. And that's so a dumb attitude because you miss out on so many fun things that way.
I feel that way about The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, which Kelsey and Raven, you need to listen to. Like, you don't have to physically read it. I got a library card for free, and I download Libby, and I get books, and it's incredible. Oh yeah, Raven doesn't like audiobooks. That's so sad to me. But without spoiling anything that happens, here's my review, like my notes for a review that I've written. The first half is like bad fanfic, which is no shame because I love a fanfic. Later on, I say, so effing, I've been cussing, but I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it. So fucking cringy. 100% Wattpad fanfic vibes the whole way through. I say like a theory that I have about something, and then later I found out that theory wasn't right. So in parentheses, I say it wasn't. Yeah. I say, this is so bad. The plot is so unrealistic. Dialogue is awful. So, so, so bad. I hate this book. I'm 68% of the way through, and I don't know if I should just power through. Like, I was listening to it at the gym the other day, and I was just pissed. Like, I was so mad. And so part of me, like, I'm like this close, my fingers are very close for the listeners, to just looking at the synopsis and seeing what happens and saying that I read it on Goodreads, because I think quite frankly over
all it. You have to know about this book, and I started it literally today, and I am two chapters in now. I think all you need to know is that the main character's name is Lily. What's her middle name? Lily
Blossom.
Blossom. That's her name. Lily Blossom. Blossom. That's all you have to know about this book.
Mm-hmm. So is this going to be about like her virginity blooming type thing?
No.
Okay, I was going to say.
No, her name is Lily Blossom Bloom, and she wants to own a flower store at some point in time in her life. And like, this is on the back of the book, so this is not a spoiler, but it's
she doesn't want to own a flower store because then people are going to think that she just is trying to use her name and that she doesn't really care about plants, but she really cares about plants.
That's too much thinking for me. Just open a damn flower store. Anyways,
we could make a whole podcast on like our
bashing the book thing.
But we're not going to do that because we could be talking
about this. Awful. Basically, this girl, like her name's Lily, and she meets this guy, Ryle, who is a neurosurgeon. So like,
Ryle?
And they like, it's like Ryle. So Kyle with an R.
Oh, God.
So not even, I'm sorry if there's anyone out there with his name, but I don't think it's a real name.
We've gone from the book is bad to that's not a real name. Okay. Like
Ryle's a neurosurgeon, of course. And like on the back of the book, like in the little summary, it's like she falls in love and blah, 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 blah. But then like someone from her past, his name's Atlas, pops up. So basically it's a love triangle like we've heard a million times. And she's definitely like the whoa is me character, but like also not. So I'm very confused. It's just hot garbage. And if you love that book, like so many people were like, when I said I was reading it, so many people were like, oh my God, it's gonna wreck you. And honestly, I hope it does. Like I hope that this book makes me sob because at least I'll feel something other than anger. Thank you. That's my book review. Next question.
Hannah's TED Talk, literally.
For real. I hope that Colleen Hoover never listens to this. Or I hope she does. Hey, Colleen. Yeah.
I genuinely want to listen to like her other books. Like I will do that. But this one I just think was a bad one for me to start out on.
In the sake of whatever, before we move on, I have heard that Verity that she wrote is really great because it's a thriller. This book is not a thriller. So there's that. Okay, moving on. Done with that.
Okay, Elizabeth, I think it's your turn for a question.
Is it? Have we already? Kelsey? Yeah. We have. Did you see all the different things that my brain just went through? I'm so sorry.
It jumped away.
I teach 11-year-olds. I cannot, I can't take credit for my brain dump at the end of the day. Okay. Oh God. No, I don't want to do that one. I'm looking at a list. Sorry. One of the ones I just scrolled across was, if you were president, what's the first thing you would work to change in this country? We don't have enough
Waffle Wednesday.
Pancake Monday.
Oh, was it Pancake Monday?
Yeah.
That is also true.
You're a little scratchy again.
Okay. Okay. Here's a question to keep us updated in life. What is your current favorite? Hannah did music, movies, books. I'm going to say, what is your current favorite TikTok account?
I was thinking about this question earlier. I love, I do not know how to pronounce her last name, so I'm very sorry. Drew, I can just say Drew, and we all know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Drew's
incredible. I think everybody knows who we're talking about. She's
hysterical laughter.
The woman that, I almost said the guy, so sorry. She's the woman that roasts idiot men on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime like I see one of her TikToks pop up, I'm afraid I'm on the wrong side of TikTok, and then I hear her laughter and I feel safe. So Drew,
that's fair.
I cannot find her name. Okay, somebody else go if you have your answer, because I gotta find this girl's name.
Kelsey's like, I haven't had time to do anything. Tell us what your favorite TikTok that I've sent you recently is, because I know I've texted you like 7 of them.
I mean, when I do get on TikTok, it's mostly Harry Styles TikTok and cats. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to scroll through my likes and I'll just find the one.
I love that. That's perfect. We need to play this game. I feel like we need to talk a little bit about Nashville before we depart off of
this episode. I don't want to talk about Nashville.
I mean, just like a brief overview, because
all right, I got it.
Okay. What you got?
It's Peach and Pumpkin. It's an orange cat and a gray cat that were both feral friends.
Aww.
And then this chick like domesticated them. Is that the right word?
I think so. Yeah.
Anyways, they're really cute. I did not mean to press play, but like, I think one of them has FIV, unfortunately, so my heart will break soon. But here we go. This is Peach.
Oh my God, me too, Peach.
Oh,
that's precious. Yeah, I just followed them. Whoops.
So anyways, it's just, he looks like Oliver and it just brings me joy. She puts sweaters on him. And sometimes just when they pop up, I'm like, it's going to be a good day.
Nice. Raven, what you got?
I can't find her for some reason all of a sudden, but there's this girl who does these podcasts where she talks to other people. She's had Drew on her show. She has some other people. And she takes questions from like relationships. Questions are so wild and insane. There was one, I think the first one that got my attention was like a 24-year-old girl who was with like a 30-year-old man or something. And she's like, am I the asshole for getting mad at my boyfriend? Because I found out he was feeding me slugs. Like,
I was about to say that one.
Oh God, not the slug one.
Yeah, he was like blending up, not to ruin Raven's conversation.
Yeah.
He was like blending up like slugs and putting them in her food. And then he was like, it's a joke. I talked about this with Elizabeth when we
met. Yes.
Straight to jail. I have to tell myself that some people are making these things up and that they're not really happening. And they're just like making it up for shock value to write in. That's what I have to tell myself.
I've been around enough crazy, terrible people to know that so much of it is true. Because people suck sometimes. But some of the stories might be, honestly, like people might just be wanting to like reach and get some attention. But some of them, you can tell that like stuff was happening with their partner and they literally were like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, and it's just crazy stories like that. And like, I think that girl was even like, am I overreacting? And people in the comments were like, you're underreacting.
I'm going to tell you.
Like, I've heard enough.
I have been with this man I'm dating for 7 years, and if he ever fed me a slug, I would be out. That would be it. Goodbye.
Let me go ahead and tell you, if that man ever fed you a slug, we would take care of it.
It'd be so fast. You'd be like, you literally would hear a knock at the door. Be like, how'd you guys get here?
Like, I feel like he can probably hear me right now, and he knows that. I mean, number one, I think he'd be too disgusted to touch one to like do anything with it. But
I'm gonna find this girl's account for you, Raven.
Okay.
You find it, Hannah. Mine, I think, would probably be Raven, the one you were talking about earlier. Mm. The guy who makes the chai.
Yes.
His username is Cross Culture Christian. Mm-hmm. Because he is Don't let me get this wrong. He is originally from South Asia somewhere, one of the South Asian countries, I think. And then he immigrated here. And so, like, he basically makes chai and talks about Christianity within the context of the world that we're living in today. And he makes a lot of really great points. And I just think he's great. The other one is Brittany Broski, because I'm convinced we're the same person. If you scroll through her TikTok, like, the last things that she's made are, like, her talking to Rob Pattinson, her talking about Harry Styles, her talking about Hozier, and then her talking about her massive fear of death. So, yeah, twins. Anyway.
I know this episode's going to be really long, but honestly, I think we should just keep all of it in, because I think it's fun. Also, Raven, the TikTok is two hot takes.
Okay, there it is. I don't know why I couldn't find her.
Her bio is literally podcast reacting to crazy Reddit posts. Two hot takes on Spotify/YouTube. And the video I found is, it's the 22 female, has been with her partner. I'm reading the captions. 24 male for 4 years. And her boyfriend of 4 years is grinding up slugs from the garden behind their house and putting it in her food.
Good stuff.
But yeah, big negative.
The one that Liz is talking about, the cross-culture Christian, I'm obsessed with him. He's really cool, especially for people that, if you are, like, going through kind of like a deconstruction phase in your life, yeah, and like relearning where your faith is and stuff, cool person to follow. Great person to follow. So
I don't have another question. I think we should all ask, like, one more question and then we can wrap up. And we have 10 minutes left on this recording as well. So, like I said, this episode will be very long, but I think it's fine.
What if we do a speed round?
I don't have a question yet.
Quick.
Yeah, go. Let's do a speed round. Just no thoughts, just answers.
What's your favorite color?
Okay. I love that. I can't overthink in that situation.
What's your favorite color?
Yes, no.
I'm a green.
Also, all of them?
Okay. Elizabeth said, I can't overthink.
No, it's Hannah Montana noises.
Okay, gold. I'm going to say gold.
Oh. That's my question.
Lovely reaction. Okay, ready? Okay. That's my question. No thoughts, just Hannah Montana noises.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Elizabeth just took mine.
I'm very sorry.
Oh, whoa. You know that one?
Good one.
Whoa, yeah.
Hannah, you go.
Hannah Montana noise is the sound of all the cast smoking weed to go in the bathroom.
You know, they're all doing the best they can.
Aren't we all?
What's yours, Raven? You're the last one. I just went.
My voice cracked, but that one.
I loved it. That was great.
Do you have a last speed round question, Kelsey?
What it has been your favorite go-to meal lately?
HelloFresh. Not sponsored, but it should be.
Mine is this sourdough bread chicken sandwich I've been making with pesto, tomato, and Swiss cheese. It's bomb.
Hey, you're very
that sounds good as hell.
Delicious. Yeah, baby. You are taking a picture right now, and I disagree with it. I look like a page boy from 19,000 years ago. I'm mad.
I was trying to see if I could actually see us, and I really can't see me. So I was just seeing if I could see from this angle. That's why I took it.
Because you're in Twilight.
But now I think it cannot look like a small boy selling pennies on the corner.
The last two. What are your things? I think we are going to have to do one more so we can talk about our Birmingham, and then we'll be done.
Yeah, that's fine. I've been doing a lot of different, like, bagels and toast recently.
Yum.
Avocados and nut peanut butter, and not together, obviously, but, you know.
Oh, a seared salmon avocado toast.
I've been scratchy again, but that's okay.
Go off.
I'm irritated with my computer, but yes, that's mine.
Ooh, spooky, we've returned. We're back. Thank you for that.
We're going to wrap this up with our Birmingham, which is Monday Night Brewing.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, they invited us to come hang out with them, and it was so much fun. And we, me, Raven, and Kelsey went on Friday. Because Elizabeth lives in West Virginia, she unfortunately didn't get to come with us, but it was very fun. Kelsey or Raven, you want to talk about what we did?
Sure. We went on a cute little tour. Can you hear me, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. Went on a cute little tour of the brewery, which was adorable. We ate some snackies. We did a beer tasting that Kelsey took very seriously. we, let's see, ate probably a little bit too much queso. We met their coordinator of the event, who was very sweet, whose name is escaping me right now. But
yeah.
What, say what?
Krista?
Oh, I think it was Krista.
I'm sorry.
So yeah, it was great. It was fun. Kelsey, got any thoughts?
So it's really cool because like Monday Night is originally out of Atlanta, but they expanded to Birmingham and they only brew, like what you get in Birmingham is you can only get it in Birmingham. You can't go to Atlanta and expect to get the same thing that you tried in Birmingham. If you have like a tried and true in Birmingham, you cannot get like the funsy stuff. Like I think they have their staples, obviously. But yeah, they have Birmingham specific beers, which I thought was like a fun fact. And I enjoyed that. So
yeah, it was really cool. The reason I said it was weird that they asked us to come hang out with them is because we got a DM in our Instagram and it was like, it was called like a behind the scenes, like influencer event. And for a split moment, I was like, influencers?
However, I need you to stop being like this. Because everybody should invite us to your events. We are yes, so we fun.
Well, now we that we have now that we have one under our belt, like I think the next, like if we got invited to another one, I think it would be like easier. But this one, it was like the first one of its kind, and we were like, "What?"
I'm hoping that we will get invited some more because it was very fun, and you know, we'll hype you up. We'll hype up anybody's business.
Sponsor us.
What were you saying, Kelsey?
I just was saying they're also they at Monday Night. They were so nice and so grateful that like we came. Krista was like such a huge help. Anyway,
I cannot wait to visit when I'm in town.
It was
one of the places I'm in. Because I have another, like a friend that I used to work with, her husband is like Monday Night Brewing's like number one fan. And so I feel like all I've heard since they started planning to open in Birmingham is about like how they're opening in Birmingham. And so I'm glad to hear that you guys had a blast and that it was awesome. What was your favorite beer?
The coffee one that we had, I do not remember what the name of it was.
Was it a coffee stout?
Mm-hmm. It was very stouty though. Because I even drank it. I didn't like it when it got warmish, but
yeah,
it was really good. And I'm not used to liking stouts like at all. I liked it a lot.
And they talked like, about like how it was made. Like it was made from like some like essentially like koji something. Like so essentially like fungus that like grew on these beans, or like mold that grew on these beans, and then they like turned it into beer, and it was just like super cool.
Listen, mold in the right capacity is delicious.
Mm-hmm. We all eat cheese, so let's not pretend like that's not true.
Kelsey, did you have a favorite beer?
It was the Astronomical Arugula.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. What?
Astronomical Arugula.
Why did they call it
that? I have no idea, but it's like really hoppy, but guess who liked it? Hannah Green.
I did like it.
Nice. I was just drinking like a beer with arugula. I don't know why. I mean,
they said it's their like highest in alcohol content and their hoppiest beer, but it's brewed in Atlanta, but they brought it to Birmingham to test out. So we were like the testers, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool.
I will give it a shot. Looking forward to going.
It was good. But we also got these tokens for like $25 worth of like either food or merch or something, and their merch is super cute. Like me and Kelsey were going back and forth on whether or not we were going to get a shirt that night or if we were going to save our tokens for food later.
But I love that.
Definitely check out Monday night. I
have really good tacos. I'm just going to throw that out there. Mm.
I've also heard that they've got great breakfast burritos.
Mm-hmm. Basically, just go to Monday night. I think the Birmingham one's called Monday Night Social Club, I think is what we learned.
Yeah.
And then the one in Atlanta is like Monday Night Brewing. And like they're the same thing, but I think this one is smaller scale, I believe.
And or Monday Night Social Club might be part of the brewing section here in Birmingham. I'm not sure. But yeah, the original is Atlanta, and it's the Atlanta location is dope as well. So like if you're traveling to Atlanta, go over there because it's so fun. The location is really big. It's on the Beltline, which is really cool. So
oh yeah.
Yeah. So basically thank you, Krista, for inviting us and Monday night for having us. I'm going to ruin this for Elizabeth. Kelsey and Raven know about it. They said that if, like, we couldn't come, they would send goodie bags. And we asked them to send one to you. So I'm hoping that you get one.
Oh, my God. I will just die if I get that.
Keep your eyes peeled if you for to get one.
I will keep my eyes peeled. But yeah. I will obviously update the Instagram if that shows up at my house.
Yeah. So definitely keep your eyes peeled for that. And then if you're in the area, go try Monday night. Okay.
Well, guys, thanks for sticking with us through another episode, quote unquote.
This was a long one, but honestly, I think this was really good for us. This is probably the best I've felt all day. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any closing words from the other two that are laying on their couches? They look very comfortable.
Bye.
As of now, comes out on Friday. Bye.
Yes. Stream Harry Styles on wherever you listen to music.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. Harry Styles. Harry Styles. Goodbye. I'm going to stop recording.